You couldn't stop me, even if you fucking tried. That's the attitude I want you to have. You couldn't stop me, even if you fucking tried. Because everybody wants some fucking energy. Now, what's the price? You know? What do I get out of putting out this podcast? Huh? I get to practice my voice. I get to build some listeners. I get to cycle energy. Here's a little secret for you guys. The energy goes around. It comes back multiplied. You know that compounding and interest is based foremost. Firstly, is based on energy. Okay, what is compounding? What is interest? Interest is that the energy that I'm putting out there is generating interest. Why? Because, look, you need to do some shrooms, or you need to do some acid, or you need to do some DMT so you can understand what I'm fucking saying. Okay, you wouldn't really understand it if you weren't exposed to it. Okay, the energy goes out, it multiplies. Why is that? Everything in our fucking known universe is based on what? Exchange. Exchange rate is based on economy. Economies of scale. Okay, let me take y'all to basic economics 101. Comparative advantage. Back in the day, we had fucking farmers, nomads, herders, blacksmith, fucking, you know, whatever, masons. They specialize in a unique trade skill that allows them to exchange for a greater value than if they were to do everything themselves. Make sense? Shut the fuck up. Yeah, why don't you fucking honk some more? Yeah? Yeah, why don't you fucking honk some more? I'm just getting really fucking aggressive because I'm working out like a fucking freak. Okay. Someone behind me was trying to honk at me. Put that bitch in her place. I'm fucking crazy, dude. Okay. Comparative advantage. Look, all companies are structured this way. All right? You wouldn't have a job unless the person that gave you a job was going to make more money off of you than he was going to pay you. Do you understand that? If you understand this, you can get rich. Okay? Everything is based on comparative advantage, all right? So the employee, the assistants that I hire, is so that I can make more money. Understand? The reason why I'm putting all this energy into this podcast is because 2 days ago, I was a 0 out of 10. I was fucking dead. Today, I'm at a 10 out of 10, okay? How does that work? How does the energy go out and then come back again? Very simple. It's a cycle. I keep saying this shit, guys. It's cyclical. You want energy? You gotta dump out all of your energy into everybody, okay? Obviously, some investments of your time are going to pay you more than others because some people are better at multiplying. Do you understand? Everybody's got a multiplier attached to their head. Imagine that, okay? Why do we seek relationships that are similar to us? Because the energy moves the most freely. We've got to have the energy move magnify back and forth. Okay, that's kind of abstract. More concrete is if you need brainstorming for your business venture, you need people who are already on that frequency, who are already thinking about it. It's going to add more weight to your mental thoughts. It's going to add more actual reality. It's going to add more to your fucking ideas. It's going to give your ideas some concrete substance. Okay? Reason why I keep talking about energy is because energy is something that everybody wants. Okay? What is the buy-in to have some energy? The buy-in to have some energy is what I just told you. You have to dump it out into your world. Okay? You've got to pick winners. You got to pick people who are going to strongly multiply your energy. This is why they always say, surround yourself with people who are better than you. Okay? If you're low on energy and you want some energy, you should invest your energy into me because I'll put it right back into your life. All right, That's how fucking people grow followers, okay? All this Instagram bullshit is not real. This, like, follow for follow, like for like, buy bots. You know, I'm going to DM you, you're going to DM me, we're going to cross-multiply our fan base. I mean, that might work, but both of you guys better be providing real, genuine value, okay? I don't know that if the words that I'm saying have any fucking value to you, but I do know that the energy and the intensity of which I'm speaking has some fucking value. You're going to listen to this. You're going to think about your diet and your gym and working out and monitoring your finances, basic survival shit. You got to think about this, guys. Okay? My energy goes out, it comes back, all right? I reclaim it, I reinvest it. I'm constantly doing this, constantly pulling out, putting back in, pulling out, putting back in, right? What do you think Warren Buffett does? What do you think stockbrokers do? Okay, that system is a little bit skewed. They're trying to game the system. I don't know if that's real results, all right? Maybe it is, maybe it's not. You got computers and fucking robots just skimming off the top. I don't know if that's an ethical way to do business. You know, I don't know. Ask God. That's not up to me. That's up to God. Okay? But think about it. Compounding, all right? So you better believe the podcast is paying me residual income, okay? Everybody wants residual income. Do you understand it comes from energy first? Do you understand it comes from your thoughts? It comes from your actions. It comes from your friend circle. It comes from your social impact and your influence on the universe, okay? If we are organisms in the universe, just like we've got blood cells in our body, what happens when you get an infection? What happens when you get a virus, okay? What happens when you have a sociopath in the universe? Okay? The universe is intelligent. Our body is intelligent. It gets rid of the poor performing assets. It rewards the high functioning assets. Okay? Yes, I want to get rich. Yes, I want a lot of money. Yes, I want to be fucking jacked with an 8% body fat. Okay? But am I actually putting out the energy? Do I deserve to have that? Wanting it, pulling, doing it, pushing. Okay? Pushing and pulling. You got to do it, guys. All right. I'm fucking jacked up right now. I'm blowing up my fucking gym. Okay, I switched from creatine monohydrate, which sucks, to creatine hydrochloride, HCL. Creatine HCL, fucking bomb, all right? Guys, if you're taking creatine or if you're trying to add some muscle volume, creatine HCL, baby. Now I'm experimenting with different brands. I think the molecule is the fucking same molecule. Now here's an interesting question. Can brands put in some sort of like magical, esoteric meaning, abstract, like it's not a concrete energy, right? This vibration, right? Can brands put energy into their products? Like basically what I'm saying is a shirt, right? Gucci shirt is the same as a fucking Ralph Lauren shirt? Not really, okay? Is the brand of creatine that I'm taking, did they put some kind of mental energy? Did they infuse the cellular matrix? Can you even do that? I think you can. It's just a question for thought, right? If creatine HCL is creatine HCL, then the Walmart creatine HCL should give me the same energy as the expensive HCL, right? Not necessarily, okay? I beg to differ. I don't think so. I'm out there. I believe in energy 100%. And if you don't believe me, you can feel it in my fucking podcast. Monitor my energy levels. Listen to all my podcasts. I will tell you, I am the energy producer. Okay, goes around, comes around, cycle that shit. All right, what are you going to use this energy for? You're listening. You have some more energy now. Like, you can, like, matter cannot be created nor destroyed. Here's a little bit of physics for you. Okay, if matter cannot be created nor destroyed, what's going to happen to your brain? You're going to get bored. You're going to get restless. You're going to think, oh my God, this dude is too much. You're going to think, man, he's talking way too much. What are you going to do with the energy? If you're at that point, that means I've already charged you to 100%. Okay, there you go. You're at 100% now. What are you going to do with this energy? Okay, 100% for you is not the same as 100% for him, for her, for me. All right, you got to keep pushing it. I'm building an engine, okay? All of the energy that comes back to me, just like right now, is going into my fucking engine, all right? I have to have the biggest engine in the world. That is the only way I'm going to become the trillionaire Lux, okay? That is the grand quest, the grand vision. Yes, I talk about it constantly because if you're not talking about it, you slipping. You forget. You fucking fall through the cracks, all right? I don't have time for 22-year-old stupid chicks on Tinder who talk a big talk, and yet they can't even fucking get out of bed at 10 a.m. No thanks. Goodbye. That was a one-time thing. Yeah, looked pretty good, but hey, I got a wall of fucking admirers, all right? This one chick fucking blew up at me, told me I'm an evil, wicked person. No, I'm not. I just know what I want. And sorry, honey, you're just not delivering, okay? That's not me. That's you. Why don't you fucking get your ass to the gym and fucking do something about your life? All right. Yeah, that's mean. That's hard to hear. Bitter pill to swallow. But you know what? I don't wallow in the past. I'm creating a future. I'm forging ahead. My future is bright. My future is vivacious. I'm fucking sky high. You would think I was on fucking cocaine right now. I'm not. Cocaine actually lowers my energy, okay? Methamphetamines, Adderall, cocaine, all that shit decreases my energy. All I need is some fucking pre-workout, some creatine hydrochloride, and fucking go to the gym and blast it, okay? Get on the treadmill, and you should start breaking a sweat within 15 minutes. If you're not breaking a sweat within 15 minutes, you're not doing anything. You're going through the motions. You're not getting results. You must break a sweat, like visible fucking sweat on your forehead in 15 minutes, okay? Then, and only then, you enter in the calorie burning mode, okay? You cannot go on a treadmill at 2.5 without breaking a sweat. You're not going to get any results, dude, okay? Yeah, calories in, calories out. I'm talking about max impact. All right, max impact, you get on the treadmill. You should try to like do HIIT, high intensity interval training. This is how I got fucking lean, all right? You go on the treadmill, you crank it as hard as you fucking can till you feel like you just cannot go anymore. Then you take it all the way back down to like totally like a slow pace, okay? Catch your breath, go again. All right, try to do it. In the beginning, just do it twice, okay? Go as hard as you can, stop. Go one more time as hard as you can, stop, okay? That's perfect. That's good enough for the first time, okay? Once your body starts getting used to this and you start building up endurance, now go 3 and 4 times, okay? Now that you've gone 3 and 4 times, go 5 and 6 times. By the time you're already doing 6 cycles of this, you're gonna be in pretty fucking good shape, okay? What are you using the energy for? In my opinion, the smartest thing to do is use the energy for more energy, right? You got 3 wishes. I'm wishing for infinite amount of wishes. What the fuck, right? Give me more wishes, right? I'm getting 3 wishes. Give me fucking 10 wishes. And then on the 10th wish, I'm gonna wish for a fucking million wishes. Like, I mean, I want infinite energy, okay? What is the secret of infinite energy? If there was some fucking science, like I'm some master physicist, like I reincarnate as Einstein, the secret to infinite energy, in my opinion, would be effortlessly going from one form to the other and doing exactly what I'm saying you're doing with people. People multiply each other. It's economics. When you have 2 people, a guy and a girl, the girl, they're adding value to each other's lives. This is what a relationship is. This is how businesses are formed. This is how society is formed. This is the principle of fucking the law of exchange. Okay? So infinite energy would be you're so good at magnifying the energy with other people that it is creating so much compounding that eventually it would compound to infinity, right? This is a logarithmic equation, okay? Eventually it would just approach infinity and it would never fucking, it would be like unlimited. You'd have unlimited income. Imagine a credit card that doesn't like has infinite money on it, okay? But to have that, you'd have to monitor all of your shit so you wouldn't be spending on dumb shit. You would be using it to like multiply other people. Anyways, think about that shit, right? There's a little dose for you, a little blast. Put the energy into your mind and put it back into your body, y'all. That's what I'm saying. 1 and 2. Mind to body, body to mind, mind to body. If you're gonna drink an energy drink, you better be doing some fucking sprints. Otherwise, it's gonna burn out. Do you know what I'm saying? It's gonna trail off, it's gonna fall off, it's gonna lower your overall net energy. Okay? Pre-workout, energy drinks, B vitamins, those 5-hour energy drinks, that's fine. You know, but you better be putting that into your body so that you can prime your body so that your body can create more energy. Do you understand? Then the next day, your body has all this physical energy and endorphins because you're getting in really good shape because your mitochondria is firing. Okay, your mitochondria is improving. Your cells are getting stronger. That's strengthening your neural pathway. Do you understand what I'm saying? Physical vitality, the integrity of your muscular cells is going to actually speed up the firing of your neurons, okay? Mind and body. Mind improves body. Body improves mind. Infinite energy. Go fucking do it.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.